I'm Brittany.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to OKS Moms, the podcast.
A place to be more than just mom. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of OKS Moms, the podcast. Heather here, along with Brittany.
Hello.
Hello. Now that we are both full-blown cat ladies, you by choice, me by
marriage,
compromise by marriage. I feel like there's a lot of buzz in the cat world right now, in the cat community, if you will.
There certainly is. You're getting lots of gifts over there.
Oh, you guys, I can't even tell you the spiral it sends me down to even think about it. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, my cat Louie, we had got him with the intention of him being an indoor cat. He has declared he is an outdoor cat. And so we tried very hard to keep him inside, and it just got to the point where it's like, you know what? Fine. Be outside. So he comes and goes. He has a cat door. We knew it was only like a matter of time because he's very mischievous, and he's basically like a dog in a cat's body. And he recently brought in an alive bird. The bird did not leave the house in the same condition it arrived. That's a different story. I can't relive it. It was very traumatic for me. Then about a week after that, maybe not even quite a week, he brought in a lizard, which was on AJ's watch. And so I didn't care because he was there. He had to catch it. And, you know, life went on.
Did it live?
Yeah, because AJ caught it a lot. I'm not going to touch these things. I'm not.
You are a murderer. Go ahead.
Well, and I feel like I have to mention, like, I don't like animals. They don't register. Like, you know how, like, some people love animals and, like, every little creature and, like, I don't care. So I like my pets fine enough. I like most everyone else's. Like, I don't see a dog and, like, have to go pet it. Like, I'm just like, there's a dog. Cool. Moving on with my day. So I'm not going to catch a lizard with my hands because I don't want to touch it. So the other day, I heard a rustling like by a plant, and I'm so traumatized from this bird experience. Like, I'm just hearing things because I went over there and kind of like kicked it to see if something was going to come out, because it was in the same spot AJ had found the lizard. So I kind of like knew, and nothing moved. And I'm like, okay, I'm just hearing things. Like, I'm in a horror movie, and like everything that like moves, like I think something's coming to get me. And so then I went back to the kitchen and I'm doing whatever I was doing in there. And then I heard it again, and I look over and there's a lizard in the sliding door track. And nobody was home. We did have an HVAC repair guy who had just left like within 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, because I 100% would have ingratiated myself and made him get it. But he was already gone. You know what? Every once in a while, you got to play that card. And if it means not touching a lizard, I'm fully prepared to play it. So I didn't want to go too far because I didn't want it to like scurry under the couch or something. And so I grabbed a bowl from the kitchen, and which like didn't sit well with me because I knew, like, am I going to throw this bowl away? It's touched a lizard. Like, so, but you know, desperate times. So I throw a bowl on top of it. But because it was in the slider track, I couldn't like fully like, so of course it scurried out. So, and it was moving really slow. So I think Louie had already like kind of played around with it a little bit. And so I grabbed another bowl, got it. But when I went to go trap it, I dropped it on its head. It was another traumatic experience. It was so gross.
Oh,
there was blood and guts. And
we need to like trigger warning on this episode.
You guys, it was so gross. And like, I'm not like a super squeamish person. Like, if I like saw this, I wouldn't like, but like the fact that I had to like scoop it up and pick it up. And, and I'm like cussing the cat out the whole time, who's nowhere to be found, by the way. He just like dropped and ran. So that was cool.
He was tired. He had to go take a nap.
So, and then I had to like clean it all up. And it's just a lot. And this is not how I want to be spending my time. And I'm very annoyed with him. I'm going to get him a bell. I'm going to get him some kind of like interactive toy that's going to tire him out. And like, hopefully.
Oh, a bell is a good idea. Scare away the prey.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping. But he's so freaking fluffy that I'm wondering like if it's even going to like jingle. It's just going to get caught in his hair. I'm going to put a freaking Christmas wreath on him. I'm so annoyed.
Oh my God. This is like giving me flashbacks to my mouse problem.
Yes. If he bring, and here's the thing. I like a mouse, I wouldn't love, but I would be okay with.
It's the surprise of it all. Like just like not knowing where it is and like being paranoid all the time. That was the worst part of it.
I'm here alone trying to mind my own business, trying to get some shit done. And like, it's always something.
Yeah.
So, well, and then I have to share the other update. So I think part of the reason why he's hunting all of a sudden is he was recently introduced to wet food because we have a very geriatric 16-year-old cat who is cranky. He's a phantom. He's barely ever seen. And he's been recently making himself known because he's been peeing and pooping all over the house, which is so disgusting and so irritating. And then he recently stopped eating his dry food, which he's always, like, he's been eating it for years. It's not like we like changed it. So we suspected he's 16. We suspected there's some kind of health problem. And so just to get him to keep eating while we waited to get him into the vet, we switched him to wet food. When we opened this can of wet food, Louis lost it. Like, it was like catnip mixed with crack. Like, he just like went insane. And so I think he like got a taste of something, and that's made him crazy. But update on Julius, we took him to the vet. When this cat has to be put down, it's going to be a sad, sad day in our house because this is AJ's first like pet of his own. It's his first baby. Like, it's like gonna be a thing. So I'm like preparing emotionally, mentally to like talk him through this. I'm like, this is it. It's the kidneys. Like, you know, so we did blood work. We were waiting on the blood work. The vet calls yesterday. Kidneys look fine. Thyroid looks fine. He does have blood in his urine, but the like white blood cell count, I don't know, vet stuff. Like, he's fine basically. She's like, the only thing I can think it is that he's depressed and stressed out. And the fit I threw when AJ told me that, I was like, look around you. Who the fuck is it? I mean, we got Louis bringing in lizards. We got the kids screaming all the time. Like, yeah, I'm stressed too. You don't see me peeing on everything.
I mean, so maybe we should start.
I'm gonna. So we now have a cat that's on Prozac.
Oh gosh. Well, my kitty.
How are your cats?
I mean, it's not nearly as exciting as yours, but Ferguson is doing great, adjusting nicely. He has the biggest belly you've ever seen. We probably need to figure that out at some point. Freya has been a little sick lately. I thought she was depressed.
I was going to say, worth mentioning, you thought your cat was depressed last week.
She was just like sleeping more and not like as playful, but turns out she like has a cold, of like a kitty cold or something. We took her in and we've actually been worried because her litter, which is like six kittens, like two of them have had pretty serious health problems. So we got the heads up from the shelter to just keep an eye on her. So then as soon as she started acting weird, I was like, but nothing confirmed. This could just very well be a kitty cold. But let me tell you, trying to open a cat's mouth to give them 0.2 cc's of medicine is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. No. Tyler tried to hold her, like, we tag teamed it, and it was his arms are all scratched up, and she's sick. Like, she's weak.
Right. She's a little peanut.
She's tiny, tiny, tiny. So,
well, and that's the thing about dogs. Like, if you have to give them medicine, like, dogs are dumb as fuck. So, like, you can pry their mouth open and they're like, oh, I'm going to get some food. Oh, and nope, they just, like, yeah, they just take it. Like, cats are, God, they're so much easier in some regards because, like, you can go away for the weekend and just throw some food out and they're fine. But they're a lot more high maintenance, like, a lot more when there is a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, great.
Meanwhile, I got Nolan asking me literally every day, can we get a dog? I'll pick him up from school and he's like, hey, mom, did you get a puppy while I was at school? Like, yeah, like, I just ran out and got you a puppy. So,
on the side of the road.
So, like, no, there will be no more animals in this house, including the ones Louis brings to us. No more. I can't do it anymore.
And when you posted that in our stories, a few people were like, he's bringing you gifts.
No, no, don't want him. But that's the thing, is that I don't think that's what he's doing, because he's not, like, presenting it to me. Like, because I've had cats before who will, like, bring it and, like, leave it on your doorstep. And, like cats have boundaries. This bitch does not. He is bringing it to, like, stow it away to play with later. He's not, like, or to, like, in the case of the bird, he's bringing it to, like, savagely feast upon. He's like a lion on the savannah. Like, it's not like a gift. It's just, like, I own this house and this is where I would like to tackle my prey. It's.
Maybe he's an always outside cat now.
He might be. And I'm telling you.
He was born to be a barn cat or something.
He was born to be a dog, I'm telling you. Or, like, an actual lion or something. When he brought that bird in, you know how, like, people black out? Like, I'm not joking. He was.
Saw it in the crazy in his eyes.
Yes. He was gone.
Oh my God.
I don't know. And he's a lot of people.
His ancestors, apparently.
Seriously. It's his, yeah, I don't know. And a lot of people have said, like, oh, get him neutered. He's neutered. I don't know.
Well, you're going to have to keep everyone posted now.
Oh God. Literally, I'm sitting in here right now. He's outside. I've locked the door so, like, he can't come and bring anything right now. Which is really annoying, because I feel like that's what's going to happen, is, like, this new level of vigilance, which I did not expect to have with a cat. So I feel like every little sound, like, I know he's not here. I know nothing has happened. Like, every sound, I'm just like, what's coming? So if I twitch during this, it's fine.
Everything is. Yeah. I'll edit it out. Don't worry.
All right. Let's. Well.
As we usually do, you're going to take a hard left turn after this quick break.
Our sponsor, Hiya, is back.
Hiya is a daily children's multivitamin that arrives fresh with a 30-day supply and a refillable glass bottle your kids can decorate and personalize. After that, you'll receive a no plastic refill pouch sent monthly right to your doorstep.
Hiya isn't your typical candy-like vitamin either. It contains no sugar added, but still has 15 essential vitamins and minerals known to support immunity, growth, and development. It's also dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan, and made right here in the U.S.
For a limited time, your first order is just $15, a $15 savings, and shipping is free. To get this deal, go to okayasmoms.com/Hiya. That's okayasmoms.com/HIYA.
There are two certainties in a mom's life, dishes and laundry. If you're like us, then your washing machine and dishwasher are putting in overtime every day.
Drops makes effective, eco-friendly, and convenient household cleaning products. From laundry pods, they're the original creators, to dishwasher detergent and more. They've got your home covered.
Drops detergent pods are tough enough to handle any stains your kids can throw at them, including those grass stains. remove odors, yet are still gentle on fabric. They do all of this without any harsh chemicals. Drops uses plant-based ingredients and is dye, phosphate, phthalate, and paraben-free. They come in a variety of light, crisp scents or unscented too.
What caught our eye the most is that Drops is committed to being eco-responsible. Packaging is designed to reduce waste, single-use plastic, and unnecessary shipping materials. Drops has kept nearly 3.5 million single-use plastic detergent containers, tubs, and jugs from polluting waterways. You can even further reduce your carbon footprint by saving yourself a trip to the store when you sign up for the subscribe and save option, so you never run out of a reason to do laundry again.
New customers can save 25% off their first order of Drops with code OKAYEST25, and existing Drops customers can get 15% off with code OKAYEST15 at drops.com. That's drops.com.
And we're back. All right. We are talking today all about what's working now with skincare. We are recording this end of March. This is the longest month ever.
It continues on forever and ever. It
seriously does. So start of spring, what's working now? We are not doctors. Feel like we need to give that caveat, or dermatologists, whatever.
Or even estheticians.
Estheticians, we're not. This is what's working for us. Maybe we should start with like what our skin type is.
Okay, go for it.
Mine is normal to dry, and I have mild rosacea on my cheeks. Do you only get it on your cheeks?
I do not know.
Well, it's on my face. And... yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah. Mine is very combination. So like my chin and T-zone will be very, well, not so much my T-zone, like my chin and my nose are very oily and prone to blackheads. And the rest of it is often very dry, which is very irritating because that requires two very different things.
Oh gosh, that is annoying.
And my skin is fairly like sensitive, and that it's very reactive when I try new things. So I know pretty quickly if it works for me, and I know pretty quickly if it does not. But it also takes a while to like purge and get back to zero and restart, which is very irritating.
Okay. So what is your first what's working now skincare product?
Okay. Well, so I mentioned that it takes a long time for like my skin to get back to zero. I'm in a very weird place right now. I was had a very dialed in skin routine, and now all of a sudden I do not. And I don't understand what's happening. I don't think I made too many changes, but I think what it is. What?
Hormones. And that's what I always blame.
Probably, but it's not like timed, you know, with my cycle. It's just like bad skin every day of the week. And I think what it's timed with. So when we started wearing masks, like pretty full time, I gave up any kind of face makeup. I would do concealer as needed. But if I had, I use the IT Cosmetics CC cream, which is pretty thick and full coverage. And if I had that on with a mask, the next day my whole face would just be broken out. And so I kind of just stopped wearing any kind of foundation or anything like that, period. And now in the last, I don't know, 4 to 5 months, I've been wearing it more frequently. And I think that's the problem. My skin's like, excuse me, what is this again? So
how we quit this.
Yeah. So being more conscious of makeup and using clean brushes and swapping out a clean face towel to like dry my face with after I wash it has been the best thing that's working right now, because my skin is, like I said, very reactive and there is like zero room for error. So if I'm using a dirty makeup brush, boom, zit. So, which is very, I feel like I have more zits now than I ever did as a teenager put together.
You clean, Do you clean them after every use?
I try to clean them once. So in before times when I was wearing makeup more consistently, I would clean them once a week. Now that I'm wearing makeup maybe once a week, I'll do it every 2 to 3 wears or like uses.
I cannot remember the last time I cleaned my brushes.
Oh my God. I mean, I can tell based on my face the last time I did it. How do you clean your makeup brushes?
I usually use like bar soap and like put it in the sink and rub it on there and use my fingers to like agitate it. I did just buy, because this has been on my mind that I need to do some product to actually clean them, but I can't remember what it's called.
So you and I both follow Meg O, she has like really good makeup tips. She is where I found you just get a ivory bar of soap, just like plain, no fragrance soap. And you just wet it and rub your brushes in there and wash them that way. And I think that works better than, I don't know. I feel like the makeup brush cleaner is a gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that works just as well as anything.
I don't know. I was influenced. I can't remember by who. And so I bought it. We'll see. I'll do a compare and contrast.
Okay. Report back. All right. What's working for you right now?
You probably have this on your list too, but I am a big fan of the Kula Sunsilk drops. It is the only face sunscreen that doesn't break me out. And I love them so much. It's like, they're hydrating and they're good under makeup. If I wear makeup that day, I just love them.
Yeah. I am on my, gosh, I don't even know, probably like 5th or 6th bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm running low and I'm going to get another cheap one.
It's no. Like $46, I think, but a little does go a long way. I feel like, probably use a little more than I should, but I like to like get down to my neck and my
I use like probably a nickel sized amount.
Yeah.
So to give you an idea of how long it'll last, the one I currently have, I purchased for my stocking and it is just now running low. So that it got me a quarter.
That's actually exactly when I got my last one, and I just started a new bottle like 3 days ago. So
okay,
we're probably using about the same. It's so good. I know, like, I don't know. Compared to any other face sunscreen I've ever used, it's good.
It's not thick. So when you think of sunscreen, you usually think of like a thick lotion, and this is more of a serum. So it's really light. And I agree. I really love it. And I think if you're going to spend money on skincare, I don't think you have to spend a lot of money to get good skincare products. I think there's a lot of really good drugstore stuff. But I think if you are going to spend money on one thing, it should be sunscreen.
Yeah. And I wish I would have told myself in my 20s to put sunscreen every single day.
Hello. Yes. Look at me.
Oh, man. Yeah. I literally did not have time for anything in my 20s.
I know. The other thing I like about the coolest stuff, it's full spectrum. So did you know that the rays that come off of the screens also can cause skin damage?
Yeah, only because we learned it at the same time.
Well, yeah. But I don't think people know that. And so I feel like that's worth mentioning, because oftentimes I used to think like, oh, I'm not even going outside, I'm not going to put sunscreen on. But
even like the light through the window and that kind of stuff. And driving.
If you're pale like me, just slather yourself in sunscreen at all times.
Just jump in a pool of it.
I'm finding I'm more cognizant of it in my kids too. I mean, I'm not putting Kula on my kids.
No. They get beach bum, whatever.
But I mean, my mom never put sunscreen on me. I got a sunburn so bad one time, I had bubbles on my shoulders. Like, I mean, yeah. Just,
same. I would just, I had a few fry. Bad ones like that. Yeah. It just, and if we did get sunscreen as a kid, it wasn't reapplied at all. And
oh, God, no.
Swimming, mm-hmm. No. All day.
Yeah. And poor Nolan is my pale little freckly boy. And so I'm trying to remember, put more sunscreen on him. But I feel like that's a losing battle. I mean, I'm not following him to school and reapplying it at school. He won't wear a hat. Like, you know, I don't know. Marginal improvements upon generations, right?
Trying our best.
We're trying our best.
All right. What else you got?
Okay. I have sung the praises of this over and over, and I will continue to do so. The Peter Thomas Roth pumpkin enzyme mask is just chef's kiss, 5 stars, 10 out of 10, buy it. I love it so much. It is an AHA, BHA peeling, exfoliating type mask. Your skin will not peel. I mean, it's an exfoliator. It is amazing. It smells amazing. It smells just like a pumpkin spice candle, which is kind of weird, like in March, but
I enjoy it.
I love it. And my skin feels so nice and fresh afterwards. And I kind of have fallen off with it. And I think maybe that's part of my problem with my skin right now.
You turned me on to that. I got it for Christmas. When I do it, I put it on before I get in the bath.
Mm.
And then I just sit in it in a bath. It's very relaxing. And then I usually take a shower afterward, and wash it all off.
I like to do it right before the shower too, because it's kind of the consistency of the apricot scrub from back in the day, but not as harsh, not quite to that degree. But so there is some debris to be washed off.
Yeah.
And I like to do it like all the way down, like to my neck and chest area. It's a good one. And you can feel it working, which I like.
And it smells so good.
This is another expensive one. I can't remember the price off the top of my head, but I am maybe halfway done, and I've had it 3/4 of a year or so. So
worth it. A little goes a long way. Okay, my next thing is, I am probably going to pronounce this wrong, Tretinoin. That's probably how it is. It is a prescription Retin-A. It is literally the only thing that has made a difference in the fine lines on my forehead and my 11s, which are between your eyes, if you don't know. I got it through NERCS.com, which is like an online pharmacy basically, but I had an online consultation with a dermatologist and they gave me the prescription, and it's mailed to me every 4 months or something. I think it was $90 for a 4-month supply. Don't quote me, cannot remember. But honestly, I skipped my last one because this bottle has lasted me longer than that. I put it on every other night, and it's the only thing that I have noticed actually like makes a difference with the fine lines.
So is this through your insurance, or is this all out of pocket?
I think it was out of pocket. I probably could have figured out how to get it through insurance, but I honestly too lazy. That's why.
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what it is. And I didn't have to go in for an appointment and that kind of
thing. Well, and we have the same healthcare provider, and I've been to the dermatologist there before for like a skin check, but also been like, hey, by the way, give me the good stuff, and they won't do it. So,
interesting. Yeah, no, I had to send like pictures of my face at like different angles, and then they like talk to me about my skincare, or about my like skin issues and what I want to fit, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, I say it's like an online
telehealth.
I mean, telehealth. Right. Exactly. So I love it.
So do you still do a retinol all over too, or is it no. you just do like the like targeted?
So a Retin A is also helpful for like acne and rosacea. So I usually do most of it on my forehead and in between my eyes, and then a little bit on my cheeks and under eye. And then I just let that soak in really good, and I do my regular.
So this is a Retin A?
Yeah.
Okay, which is not the same as a retinol. Retinol is just the, like stronger. Over the counter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that's so confusing to me. I don't pretend to be an expert. I just know what works for me.
Well, I think it's like Tylenol or like Vicodin, you know, like yeah, you can get like.
Which is why this is prescription, and you can get right. retinol at Target.
Yeah, actually that is on my list. Hello. I love the CeraVe resurfacing retinol. It's comes in like a aqua colored bottle. There's a purple one that I have not tried. The aqua one seems to be harder and harder to find, so that's annoying. But I like this one because it's very, I don't know the right word. It's very like tame. It's not a super intense retinol. So if you are just like, if retinol is good for fine lines, and I also think it helps with acne too. Mm-hmm. I think so. It just like kills everything on your face, I feel right. like. But if you're not
right, a dead face.
Well, you gotta kill off the bad stuff to get to the good stuff.
Sure.
So if you are looking to like dip your toe into retinol, I think this is a really good place to start. It's a great price point. I think it's like, it's definitely under $20. The price has fluctuated some over the last few months, just like everything. But some retinols can really burn. And this one doesn't. And so I find myself using it more frequently. Mm-hmm. If you are going to start a retinol, this is a good one because it's very light and you can ease yourself in and only do it like, you know, right. once a week with, or so something. These,
yeah. The Retin-A too. You're supposed to do like once a week to start and then two times.
Right.
You have to, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ease in.
Right.
Yes.
I love the Ordinary skincare line. It's affordable. It works. I have a bunch of them and I kind of rotate what I use. But right now I use the Ordinary butcher this too. Argerline. It's ARGERELINE solution. 10%.
And we'll link all of this stuff in the show notes.
Yes.
Too.
Maybe Argerline, tell me how to pronounce that.
Argerline.
That sounds right. It's also for fine lines, and I use it like a serum in the off days. I don't use the Retin A. It's also super hydrating, but I usually only use it on my forehead and under eyes. I really like it. And with that, I also love the Ordinary Buffet, which is a bunch of shit.
I love the buffet. The buffet is the one you reach for when you're like, just have just enough energy at night to wash your face and like put something on, but you don't want to like think through all the things or do like a multi-step thing.
Right.
The buffet is perfect. I also love the Ordinary line. It's, everything is so good. The price point is perfect and the products work really, really good.
I'm pretty sure they do like custom skincare regimens for people too on their website. I've never done it, but I've heard of people who like, they tell you what to use and what order. Cause when I like actually started noticing I need to take care of my skin, I had no idea what things to use first or, you know, what order to go in. Sometimes I still feel like I don't know, but.
Well, and sometimes if you like, you get it down and then maybe you swap one product out or you try something new and then you kind of have to like reformulate a plan.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I have a couple Ordinary products on my list also. One is the caffeine serum, which is nice under eyes after a hard night. Maybe if you stay up too late watching Bridgerton.
Hard night, easy morning.
Right. I don't notice like a huge difference, but it gives us like a little bit of something. So, and I feel like it hydrates under ice too, which I feel like when your bags are really dry, then that makes them look even worse.
I also love the rose hip oil, which as somebody with combination skin, I've avoided oils for a long time because it's very counterintuitive to put more oil on an oily spot, but it actually helps a lot. And when my skin gets really dry, if I put on an oil, it the next day my face is so soft and hydrated, and it's, I love it. The trick though is to do it with time for it to soak in. And you can't put it on and go right to bed because you're gonna like wake up with a super oily pillowcase.
Yeah.
The struggle is real.
Mm-hmm. I also love, I actually kind of have what's not working right now.
Ooh.
I've loved all the CeraVe products I've tried. I've actually switched to their like body lotion too. Is that what you call it? Which is like regular lotion, not for your face.
Yeah. Just like, right. Yeah. Body.
Yeah. Like I love every CeraVe product I've tried. There are two flops for me. One is the face wash. I hate it. And I kind of think that's part of my problem too. And my other one that I don't love, it's okay. I have a better one, is the CeraVe vitamin C serum. I think it's good if you're just starting with the vitamin C. Like CeraVe, I think is a good, if you know you need a skincare routine and you're not sure where to go, I think anything of theirs is going to be good for you. I don't notice enough of a difference with the vitamin C from CeraVe, and the ordinary one is much better. So I will be swapping to back to the ordinary one.
I am using that CeraVe vitamin C right now, and I'm just trying to get through the tube. And also, if I don't have time to like let it set in for like an abnormal amount of time, it like comes off.
Yeah. It pills on me too. And it's very weird. I don't even know if pill is the right word. Like it like flakes off almost. Like you can like rub it off your face and it like sloughs off like dead, like you exfoliated a bunch of dead skin. It's kind of gross. So
yeah, I'm just trying to get through the tube. But
yeah, I kept going back to it because it's available at the drugstore, like, or you can get it at Target. The price point's good. But my beef with the ordinary is that a lot of the stuff you have to order online, which it's fine. It's no big deal, but you have to order it either from Ulta or Sephora. Or I think you can order straight from them, but I never have. But you have to hit a certain price point for the shipping.
You can order from Target now too, because they have that.
Oh, is it on Target?
Ulta partnership. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't investigated enough. But if you are going to try the ordinary vitamin C serum, it's more potent. I think it's like something like 30%. Like it's, you can't
I need the hard shit.
You can't put like straight vitamin C on your face. So a lot of the times it's like tampered down and like mixed with other things. So the CeraVe one isn't as strong, but the ordinary one you need to put on with something else, like with the buffet to kind of like help it spread around your face. Otherwise, because the consistency is really, it's like sand almost.
Yeah. Do you only use that at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, since we're coming up on summer, this is worth pointing out, if you burn very easily or have very fair, fickle skin like I do, when you're going to be out in the sun more, you want to basically stop using a retinol or only use it at night, because the retinol and retinoid products will make you burn much more easily. So you want to switch to a vitamin C, which has
another reason to put sunscreen on every morning.
Yeah. But even the sunscreen, the SPF won't help with retinol. So
I didn't know that.
Be careful. I mean, it'll help, but you burn so quick.
Mm.
And like fry, not like just a burn, like it'll. Yeah.
So. Oh, the other thing I learned too, when I went and got my eyebrows done, she asked if I was taking any prescription Retin-A. And I was like, oh, why? Because when you get, it just makes your skin thinner, essentially.
Yeah.
When you wax, she's like, I don't want to like tear your skin off.
Oh God.
So
yeah, that's the problem with those products is like they work really well, but you have to be very conscious
and strategic. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it's my turn, but that reminds me of another thing that's working really well.
Get it, girl.
I'm trying to be very good about remembering a hat when I go outside, and I feel like such a dweeb. I feel like
hat.
I have considered getting one of those UV umbrellas, like for like walking to pickups or something, because it gets really hot. Maybe it gets really hot.
Roll. You're nodding.
I am so afraid of the sun. I feel like you should be a little more afraid of it too.
I wear a hat, but I don't need an umbrella.
I am a giant freckle. That's all I am. And I'm very cognizant of it. And I think, you know what I think it is? If you know these people, don't say a word because both of them would cut me for saying this. My mom, now that my mom and my mother-in-law are both getting older, and they came from a time where like they worshiped the sun and they would just like lay out on the beach and just bake. I'm seeing the effects of it and I want to be more careful. And I just, so I'm afraid of the sun, and I wear a giant hat everywhere I go. If I'm out at softball or baseball practice, I'm in a dumb hat and I look like a dorky dad about to go mow the lawn, and I don't care.
Who do we have to impress? Who cares?
Well, honestly, like if it keeps people from talking to me, then fine. Then it's working.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay. My next thing, where am I? I can't read my own writing. Okay. So this is a TikTok trend that I didn't see on TikTok. I saw somebody on Instagram talking about this TikTok trend. The La Roche-Posay Lipicare Balm.
Oh.
It's a face and body lotion, technically, but I've been using it as my nighttime moisturizer, and it is the most moisturizing thing I've ever used on my face. And so I use it on the back of my hands, too, which is chef's kiss. But
Is it really thick?
It's very thick. I go to bed looking like a grease ball, but in the morning, I just wash it off with water, and it lives up to the hype.
Is it a lotion or a serum?
It's a lotion.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not sure. Like I said, my skin tends toward dry, so it's been really good, but I can always tell how hydrated I am by what happens when I wake up in the morning after putting that on. Cause like, if it's all gone, I'm like, oh shit, I am very dehydrated. But usually there's still, you know, you feel it on your face in the morning and just rinse it off with water.
I'm glad you mentioned that brand, because that's one that I always see people raving about. And then when I go to refill empty products, I kind of forget about, and it's on my list to try.
Yeah, they have a lot too. I haven't tried. I have their like body lotion that's not as thick. This is like their thickest shit. But that I like, but anything, I haven't tried anything else yet.
Okay. Have you been doing anything specifically for lips?
No, just my obsessive chapstick.
Yeah. I tried that Tatcha.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very thick and gross.
Yeah, I felt like samples of things. I can't remember the brand, but going to bed with that on my lips just feels.
Well, and then I noticed too, when it dried up, my lips were even drier. Like, it didn't leave them more moisturized.
Oh, that's weird.
And then I got a sample of the Laneige.
Oh yeah. I think that was the one I used.
Oh, so that one's not as goopy and thick, but it leaves it feeling the same.
Yeah, I didn't notice the difference.
Yeah. My last one is kind of a throwback. I feel like people were really into this one for a while, and then it kind of fell off. The Pixi Glow Tonic.
Oh, yeah. I love
it's
that.
It's a glycolic acid, and that's a good one.
That is a good one. I try to switch it up every once in a while, but I always go back to that.
Yeah, same. And I'm just recently gone back. I'm like, why do I keep trying to find something better than this? This is the one.
I like that they have travel, like, pads, too. I wouldn't, you know, like the already owned cotton pad, not cotton.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I just like that they have a travel option. Because, you know, with a lot of these things, you can't find travel sizes. This is a pet peeve, I guess.
I think they've gotten a lot better about that. I know, like, Ulta and Sephora will both have a lot of travel
that's
size.
The problem. If I don't order online or I don't go into the store.
Yeah.
That's
my hot tip for any kind of like skincare or beauty product. If you don't, because I know most places you can return it if you don't like it, but I don't know. I feel weird
doing that.
Yeah. And also like I forget and then you need the receipt and there's only a certain amount of time. And I feel like you need a good amount of time to try a product and I don't know. It's just like, am I really going to go back to the store and return it? Like, I'm not.
No,
but
I'm not.
If you buy the travel size things at Sephora and Ulta, it's a lot cheaper. And I feel like it's the perfect amount to try something and decide if you like it. And then if you don't like it, you didn't spend that much and you don't have a giant jug of something sitting around. And so there's no love lost, really.
Yeah. I like it. My last one is the Tinkle razors. So I have been with the help of at Skin by Blair. She has a whole, tutorial on how to do this, like basically dermaplaning your own face. I do it maybe once a month, but it just gets like all the dead. It's just a form of exfoliating. And it gets all the dead skin off and I just
all the little whiskers
and all my whiskers and chin hairs.
Okay. That was a sad work, day. Though.
I mean it's a commitment.
I am very afraid to do that.
Why?
Very afraid. I don't know, because I'm gonna like do it wrong and I feel like I've...
Pop your nose off or something?
I've had it done professionally, and I feel like she just scared me so much that, like, it was such a high-level skill, and I would do it wrong.
Yes, with a medical-grade razor. Yes, these aren't that sharp.
No, I know. I actually have a box of, like, the Schick version of those that I bought, like, in early pandemic. Like, I'm going to do this. And then I was like,
That's exactly when I did it. Because I'm like, I'm not going anywhere if
I know.
My face, who cares?
But I also felt like, if I fuck this up, I don't need that shit on me, too. I've got enough going on.
I mean, one.
I'm dealing with enough right now. I can't shave my face.
But,
I mean, the late, great... Caroline Manzo has been doing it for years. So, I mean,
it does like it helps skincare sink in more. My makeup goes on better, which is,
yeah,
it's pretty great. But there is no replacement for professional dermaplaning.
Right.
It is pretty awesome.
Well, you know, maybe now that spring is here, it's time for me to shed my winter coat.
It'll feel good.
There's this trend on TikTok where you take those little tiny razors and you do it to your significant other because those razors are so little and they feel like very light, like you're not getting a ton. And so they feel it and they're, you know, just like getting tiny little bits, like you're just like cleaning up their eyebrows. And then there's a filter for thin eyebrows. So then you show them and so it looks like they have like 90s supermodel eyebrows. And they freak out. It's so funny.
Pretty good too.
It is very good. I mean, they freak out. It's really funny.
I could never do a TikTok trend on my husband though, because he's constantly watching TikTok videos. So he sees them all before me.
You know, I get TikToks from him pretty frequently. And based on what I've seen, I feel like we're on two very different TikToks.
I don't know. I think he gets to the end of TikTok and he's delirious. And then... Do you have anything else?
I think that's all I have. Like I said, I'm in a skincare flux right now. So that's kind of all that's working. I'm trying to focus on cleaning my face really well. And oh, you know what? I do have one more thing. And this is disgusting. And I don't know what the tool is called.
Great.
I think it's called the blackhead remover.
Oh my God.
If you don't like to pick at your face, this is not for you. But
who doesn't like that?
I don't know. And then on either end, it has like a loop, and I'll link to this in the show notes because I don't know what the actual name of the tool is, but there's like a bigger end for like a white head. And then there's a more fine end for a black head. And
that fineness is real nice.
Nothing is more satisfying when you just like get a blackhead clean out one shot.
Listen, Tyler gets blackheads on his back.
Ugh, gross. Mm-mm.
There's nothing more satisfying.
No, thank you. I don't condone doing it to other people. Keep that behind closed doors, please.
He's gonna
occasionally
die.
AJ will ask me to get something on his back, and I'm just like, nope, you're on your own. I can't do it. I'm also a very bad zit popper, and so this tool makes everything a lot easier. I'll like halfway get it, and then it's like a problem for like a week. So I'm very bad at it.
You don't squeeze the shit out of it?
No, I do, and then that's the problem, and then it's now like a planet on my whole head. Yeah, it's not great.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, we want to hear what is working for you in your skincare regimen. Follow us on Instagram. We're at OKS Moms Podcast. And we will see you next time.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at OKayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.
As moms, our calendars really revolve around our kids' schedules. We're the cruise directors for their school activities, extracurriculars, and social lives, on top of all the other stuff we have going on for ourselves. Summer is just around the corner, which means even more coordination of camps, activities, family time, vacations, and more.
If you've followed us for a while, you know of our undying love for the Essential Calendar. The Essential Calendar allows you to easily see 3 months at a glance, making planning easier and seamless. Just imagine if you could see all of summer break in one place without flipping calendar pages, or that black hole between Halloween and New Year's. Plus, the minimalist design fits with any aesthetic.
I actually just sat down and wrote out all of the upcoming baseball and softball games and practices on my Essential Calendar. I thought I could wing it and get to it when I got to it, but then I showed up to a practice a half an hour late and realized I actually can't function without my Essential Calendar. Digital calendars are great, but there's something about seeing it all together in one spot that just makes so much more sense for my brain.
If you're feeling like you're drowning trying to get organized now that all the activities are back, grab the summer break and autumn calendar bundle to get things on track. Go to okayestmoms.com/essential to get 10% off your order.